One of the important things that we do in our practices, as we found in Andrew Newberg's work, the professor at Penn, who's done so much on deafferentation, which is making complexity to challenge your brain as a great tool to work on your brain, also move you towards non-dual awakening. One of the really important ancient chants with mudras is the Gayatri, which is a kind of rite of passage that the Brahmins used to give, the Brahmin fathers gave to their Brahmin sons, and taught it to them. That was, they were then, began that stage of their life. Well, with contemporary times, that's changed now, and it's really available to anybody. Women can chant it, any other people, any caste can chant it. So it's really broadened out, and it's a very useful chant because it's very simple. It's all about light. It just is light. The light's great, the light's wonderful, honor the light's resplendent, the light's fantastic. So I don't even remember the words, I don't pay attention to the words for the Gayatri. There's such beautiful sounds and the words that are so all saying the same thing, light, 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 light. So I'll go through those mudras here as I chant the Gayatri. I'll chant it two or three times. You can get a sense of what's good about this. It's good about it because your mind can't process it. There's no words there you can know it that you can work on. So you just have to let that sound move through you clearly. So, Gayatri. Om Bhuvasuvaha Tat Savitum Varenium Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dayo Yo Na Prachodayate. Om Bhuvasuvaha Tat Savitur Varenium Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dayo Yo Na Prachodayate. Om Bhuvasuvaha Tat Savitur Varenium Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dayo Yo Na Prachodayate.